Mesechtes Gittin Daf Tes Zayin, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Vavim Beis, Boye Ilfa, who was the friend of Rabbi Yechon that we learned about in Mesechtes Tainus, he asked the following question, Yidayim Tayus Chatzayin, or Ein Tayus Chatzayin. As we know, there are various times where it is the Takanos HaChamim that a person has to wash his hands, and for example, in order to eat bread, a person has to wash his hands. And Ilfa asks, could a person wash his hands Chatzayin and it'll become tar, or do we say that his hands would not become tar if he only washed the Chatzayin? And since Ilfa did not explain this question, the Gemara is, Hechidami, what are we referring to when we say, Yadayim Teres Chatzayin, Ein Teres Chatzayin? The Gemara states, Ilema, if you're going to tell me that what Ilfa meant to ask is that since we know that there's a shear, that in order to wash your hands, you have to have a cup full, which is filled with the Revias of Mayim, the Kamash Beitrayim Revias, and then two people wash their hands using that same Revias. And the Shaila is, would that work or would it not work? And Rashi states, V'hangul Chatzayin, D'chol Chad Pal Gashura, because each person only received a Revias of water on his hands. And as the Taisus Rid points out, that since at the beginning of the Tils Hidayim, you had a cupful of Revias of Mayim, so even though each person only received a half of Revias Mayim on the hands, it would still be a valid Tils Hidayim. And the case according to Rashi and Taisus Rid was, where Ruvain poured a half of the cup on his hands, and then Shimon poured a half of Revias onto his own hands. And some explain that the case of the Gemara is, where there was a Revias of Mayim, and a third party poured the water onto two people's hands at the same time, and therefore he washed both of their hands with the Revias of Mayim. And the Gemara continues that can't be the Shaila of Ilfa, because Vatran, this is a Mishnah Mefereshes in Masechtas Yadayim, as the Mishnah states, Merevias, Neilu Ludayim Le'echad Vafilu Shnayim, that from one Revias you could actually pour water onto one person's hands, and if you pour a Revias of Mayim onto two people's hands, that would suffice as well, and therefore it's Mefereshes that this would work. And the Gemara continues and tries to say that maybe the Shaila of Ilfa was in the following case, Ve'elod Kamashi Chadu Chadu Yadayi, maybe the Shaila is where one person is washing his own hands with a Revias Mayim, but he washed his right hand, for example, first, and then he washed his left hand, and he didn't wash both simultaneously. And once again, the Gemara says that this can't be the Shaila of Ilfa, because Vatan, or as Rashi seems to be Gerus, Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, HaNotel Yodav Achas B'Natila V'Achas B'Shtifa Yodav Tayris, that if Reuven goes and washes one of his hands with the Tilz Yadayim by pouring water over his hands, which is the way the Chacham Masakin and Tilz Yadayim, and then one of his hands he actually takes and sticks it into a river or sticks it into an actual mikvah, which is another way that you could wash your hands, then even though you actually did it at two separate times and one was done through Netil Sidayim and one through Shtifas Sidayim, it would still be valid and his hands would be tar. And if we see that if you do it in two different methods, it would still be tar. So certainly if you actually use the same method of Takan Chomim of doing Netil Sidayim and you just did one hand first and then the second hand second, that would still be a valid Netil Sidayim, and therefore it can't be the Shaila Bilfa. And I am in Taisis Dio Maschal HaNetil Yodi Achas, we ask from Rashi, Vim time of Hechi Pashim Hecha, how can you bring a raya from this Mishnah or this Braisa that Kimashi Chadu Yod of Ahadim Mashi Le'idach, that it would be a valid Netila even though you wash the right hand first and then the left hand? But Lachir, it's possible that the only time that this Braisa said that it would be a valid Netila is if someone washes their right hand, for example, with the Netilas Yadayim, and at the same moment they actually have their left hand in a mikvah of Memsa, and therefore it was all done with Bas Achas, and therefore how can you bring a raya to a case where both hands would not wash simultaneously? And Taisus answers via Shlema the Kasava Ashas that the Gemara holds in Chiluk that there can't be a Chiluk between the cases, the Mistavra, the Ibizuach Zulaimahani, if we're going to say that you can't wash your right hand and then your left hand, who are in the Bas Achas Nami Loimahani, and even if you wash both hands simultaneously but use two separate cups, for example, Shimon poured a cup of water on Reuven's right hand at the same time that Shimon poured a cup of water on Reuven's left hand, that would not work. And the only way that Netil Zidayim would work is if someone takes a cup of water and at the same time he pours the cup of water on both of his hands simultaneously. Since we see in the Braisa that if someone even washes one of his hands using the method of Netil Zidayim and the other hand he puts into the mikvah, that his hands would be tar. Therefore, certainly if a person has Netil Zidayim done to both of his hands simultaneously using two separate cups, it would surely be tar. And surely if a person does Netil Zidayim on one hand and then he does Netil Zidayim on the second hand, that would be tar as well. And I entice Rid that points out that the raya from the Braisa is that you see that chol chada v'chada, that each one of his hands is chashiva ba'am pei nafshe, it's considered its own separate entity, and therefore you could do netil zidayim on one and shtifa zidayim on the second, and they're not connected. And therefore the same would apply if someone washes his right hand and then he dries his right hand and then he washes his left hand and then he dries his left hand, that would also be valid. And the Gemara continued to try to understand what Ilfa Shaila was, and the Gemara states, ve'el dekamashi palko palko, if you're going to tell me that the question of Ilfa is, if a person washes only half his hand and then he washes the second part of his hand, would that be a valid netilah or not? And Rashi explains, out of perek havid mitzvahs netilah, that the ikka mitzvahs netilah is only till your knuckles, as we do on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. V'natul chetzei asher tchila, and Reuven washed half of that share first, and then v'nagba, and then he dried his hands, v'chaz v'natul chetzei achar, and then he went and washed the second part of his hands, and the shaila is, would that be a valid netilah or not? And the Gemara states that that can't be the shaila of Ilfa, because v'amri debei Rav Yanai, because we learned in the yeshiva of Rav Yanai, yadayim ein tahiris l'chatzayin, that yadayim cannot become tar if you wash them halfway, and you then dry your hands, and then you wash the second part of your hands, that would not be tar, and therefore that can't be the shaila of Ilfa. And keep in mind that although we brought from Rashi that out of perek have a mitzvah netilah, that the mitzvah netilah is only till a person's knuckle, however other rishonim argue, and they say that a person has a chiyuv netilah zedayim on his complete hand. And the Gemara continues, leitzricha de ikum mashka tevech, that the shaila of Rav Yanai could be in a case where Reuven only washed part of his hands and then he dried it, but lemaisa it was still moist, and then he washed the other part of his hands. And since he didn't completely dry his hands, so maybe in this case it would be a valid netilah, and that is the shaila of Ilfa. And keep in mind that the concept of mashka tevech is when a person's hands are moist, and when he touches another item, that item will also become moist, but that item will not be able to further transfer any liquid to another item. And the Gemara continues that you still can't tell me that this is the shaila of Ilfa, because v'chayikam mashka tevech mayhavi, even if his hands are still moist, that would not change the outcome of the shaila, as we would look at his hands as if it's completely dry, and the din of Rav Yanai would still apply that yadayim ein tahiris l'chatzayin. The right to this yisayit is because v'tan we have a Mishnah Maseches Tahiris that states, and we continue on daf tazayim and alf hanitzik, if someone has a pot that is tar and he has a pot that's tummy, and he's pouring a liquid from the pot that's tar into the pot that's tummy, and even though there's actually a connection between the pots based on the fact that there's something that's a continuous stream that's going from pot A to pot B, however the din is that anything that's in pot B will be tummy, but anything that remains in pot A will still be tar. And the Mishnah continues about katafris, and the same holds true if there's a mountain and on top of the mountain there's a body of water that's tar, and on the bottom of the mountain there's a body of water that's tummy, and you have a continuous stream of water that's flowing from pool A to pool B, and even though there's a connection between them, that we still say that anything that's in pool B would be tummy, but anything that remains in pool A would still be tar. And the Mishnah continues with mashka tefeach, or if someone has a large bowl and there are two groups of water, one on the right side and one completely separated, which is on the left side, and between the two groups of water it is basically dry but it's still a bit moist, and even if one group of water is tummy and one group of water is tar, then it is that even though it's damp and there's some connection between the two, that's not considered enough of a connection, and the group of water that was originally tar is still going to be tar. And as the Mishnah continues, loyla tumah v'loyla tayra, that this din applies but negated din of tumah, as we explained, and also is negaya to the din of tayra. And Rashi explains, if you have two different pools of water and she'im be'echem hen abayim saw, and neither one there's a full 40 saw, and therefore it's not a complete mikvah, v'nitzav v'katafris u'mashka tefer mechabron, and even though there's some connection between them, that's not considered an actual chibra, and it's not considered that connected, and therefore this would not be considered a valid mikvah. And therefore the Gemara proves that this can't be the shaila of Ilfa, because we see that if you have mashka tefer, that actually does not create a connection, and therefore the same would hold true if Reuven washes half of his hands and then he dries his hands, but his hands are still damp, and he then washes the other half of his hands, that would not work, as l'maisa is considered that his hands were completely dry at one point, and therefore you can't connect the two different netilas that he did, and it's not considered a valid netila, and his hands would not be tar. And the Gemara continues, leitzricha de ikko tefeach latbiach, that Ilfa Shaila was in a case where Reuven washed half of his hands, and he then dried his hands, but his hands were still very wet, as Rashi says, tefeach latbiach, sheyesh mashka harbe, that there was still a lot of water in his, shem tafach boy, that even if he touched something else, yochlat piach b'makom acher, then that next item could go and touch something else and transfer some dampness to another item. And Ilfa Shaila is that maybe in this case the din would be that if you wash half your hand and then you dry it, but it's tefech lat piach, then the din would be that if you go and wash the second part of your hands, that it would be a valid netila. The Gemara continues, hanami tanina, you can't say this is Ilfa Shaila either, because we learned in the Braisa that tefech lat piach chiba, that when you have something which is so wet, you can have a double transfer, then it's considered a valid chiba and it's considered a connection, and therefore in the case of Ilfa, l'chayrit should be poshut, that the din would be that would be a valid netil sidayim, and his hands would be tar. But the Gemara now backtracks and says that this is actually the shaila of Ilfa, and the reason why you can't bring me a raya from this brisa is because the brisa that says tefech latfiach is a chiba is dilma lit mikvais, maybe that's only been a negated din of mikvah, and only Rabbi Yehuda, that's going only feed the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, as the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Gvais, Mikvah Sheishbo, Yabarim Sa Michavanis, it is a mikvah that has exactly 40 Sa, Vyardu Shnayim Vitavlu, and Reuven and Shimon went to use this mikvah, and the din is Bezachazeh, if Reuven goes in first, and only afterwards does Shimon go into the mikvah, so Rishain Tar, then Reuven would be Tar because he went to the mikvah when it was 40 Sa. However, once Reuven went out of the mikvah, then he took some of the water with him, and therefore the mikvah is no longer valid mikvah as it's less than 40 Sa, and therefore Vashini Tummy, then when Shimon goes into the mikvah, it was not a valid mikvah, and therefore he would still be tummy. However, Rabbi Yehuda states, that if when Shimon went in, Reuven was still on his way out of the mikvah, and his foot was still in the mikvah, then even Shimon would be considered tar. And the reason for Rabbi Yehuda's din is not because he holds that if you have something which is tefech latpiach, then it's considered a chibah, but the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says this din is because he holds of the concept of good achis, for example, like the walls of a sukkah, if you have the top part of a wall of a sukkah, then based on Halach L'Mesh Sinai, we look at it as that wall extends downwards all the way to the ground, and therefore in our case as well, since there's water on the top part of Reuven's body, and he still has part of his body in the mikvah, so we consider it as if all the water that's on Reuven's body is extended downwards, and it is considered as if all the water that's on Reuven's body is still in the mikvah, and therefore the mikvah has a full 40 sa, and that's why Shimon would be tar. And that is what the Brisa meant when it says, tefech latpiach, if in someone's body it's so moist that he has so much water, then based on the concept of good achis, therefore it's considered as if all this water is considered mechubah to the mikvah. And as Rashi says, however, if it's considered a valid netilah when you only washed half your hand, even though the rest of your hand is still very moist, is it not considered? The shayla b'negei netilas adayim has nothing to do with the chibur, as we're not trying to create a connection between the water. We are just trying to figure out if we consider this as if it's one maisa of netilas adayim or not. And this is the maskonas haGemara, that this was ilfa shayla, and lemaisa the Gemara is not pushed to shayla and remains with the shayla. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's point out two dinim. Number one, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos brings down 18 gzeiros, and one of the gzeiros was that since the mikvahs in those days were very dirty, so it was standard practice that people would take a bath or shower in clean water right after they got out of the mikvah. And the Rabbanim were concerned that people may start to think that the ikkar tefillah is the clean bath or shower in mayim shuvim, and they may stop going to the mikvah altogether. And therefore, they were goyzer that if a person takes a shower or bath after going to the mikvah and possibly for the rest of the day, they would be considered tummy. And they were also goyzer that if someone who is fully tar has 3 lug of mayim shuvim poured on them, then they would also be tummy. And this din will be relevant to the shayla of Rabbi Yemiya, and the following din will be relevant to the next shayla, which is the shayla of Rabbi Papa. As number two, we know that a balkari is also to go into the base of Mikdash or eat truma even midraisa. In order for a balkari to become tar, then he must go to a valid mikvah. However, Ezra came and was masakin that it's also for a balkari to learn or to daven, and of course this is only Isra Rabbanon, and since it's only based on a takana, so Rabbanon will make all that if a person takes a shower of tishakabin, he will be allowed to learn and be allowed to daven. Now Gemara now begins. Rabbi Yemi states, Hare Amru, we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Zavin that if after someone went to the mikvah, Habal Reisha Vruba B'mayim Shuvin, and afterwards he has his head and most of his body going to a bath of Mayim Shuvin, or Vitar Shanafla Reisha Varuba Shleisha Luga Mayim Shuvin, or if there's someone that's tar and it falls on his head and most of his body through Lug of Mayim Shuvin, then Tummy, then this person would be considered Tummy. As we explained, this is a Xeria of the Yitras Varim. And as we explained, because since people started saying, Lo Eglu Matarin, and Lo Eglu Matarin, therefore Gazu Aleim, Vishuv Gazu Altar Shanafla Love Shleisha Luga Mayim Shuvin, Di Loi Ha, Loi Kaim Ha, as Rabbanon felt, without having this Xeria, then people wouldn't keep the first Xeria, and therefore it's not considered a Xeria Lexeria. And even though the Mishnah in Masechta Zavin doesn't state this specifically, however, the din is that if someone went to the mikvah, and then either he went to a bath, or he actually had Shleish Lugan fall on his head, the same din would apply, and he would be tummy. And therefore, by Rabbi Yemi asked the following question, Chetzer Abiyah, let's say a person went to the mikvah, and then he put half of his body into a bath, V'chetzer B'nefilah, and on the other half of his body, he had Shleish Lugan Mayim Shuvim fall on it. My, what would be the din? Would we say that the two waters would be mitzarif, and therefore he'd be considered tummy? Or would we say that Lemaisa, he didn't put most of his body into a bath, and he also didn't have Shleish Lugan of Mayim Shuvim that fell on Reish of Rubai, and therefore potentially would be tar, and the Gemara ends off Teku. And the Gemara continues to discuss the second din that we mentioned in that Dhamma. Amra Papa, Papa states, Hari Amru, we learned in the Masechta Mikvais, Balkari Chayla, this is a Balkari that's sick, and therefore he can't go to a mikvah, and therefore, as we explained, that we will make on him, since this is only a Takona of Ezra, and it's only a Dindra Banan, Shanaslav Tisha Kabin Mayim, and if you place based on him 9 kav of water, then tar, he would be considered tar. Based on this Mishnah, by a papa is chetzer b'tfila. Let's say this balkari was sick, he had half his body going to the mikvah, v'chetzer b'nesina, and he then had 9 kavim that were poured on the other half of his body, my, what would be a din? And the Gemara once again ends off as a teku. The Gemara now quotes from Mishnah, echraim b'fonei nechta, v'echraim b'fonei nechta, and puzzle, that if you have two people that come to Bezdin, and will explain exactly what the role of these two people were in a moment, and one of them says before Nechtam, and the other one says before Nechtam, but none of them says before Nechtam, then is that puzzle. Because the Gemara will discuss the rest of the Mishnah, let's review the Mishnah. As the Mishnah states, if there were actually 3 people that came to Bezdin and delivered this get, and 2 of them said that it was written in front of us, and one of them said that it was signed in front of us, then that get would also be puzzle. Rabbi Huda says it would be kosher, and as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Huda not only said this case is kosher, but even in the first case, he would say that it's kosher, and Rabbi Huda argues in both of these cases of the Tanna Kamma. Finally, the Mishnah stated that L'divrei HaKol, Echaleim B'fonei Nechtav, if one person says B'fonei Nechtav that it was written in front of me, Ushnayim Eimim Fenenu Nechtam, and 2 people say that it was signed in front of us, then kosher, then all agree that this case, the get would be kosher. The Gemara now begins, Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yechron, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda said the name Rabbi Yechron, Lo'ishanu El She'en HaGet Yetzim Metachas Yidei Shneim, that the only time that we said that if one said B'fonei Nechtav and one said B'fonei Nechtam, that it's considered a get puzzle is only if the get actually came from one shliach and the Baal gave this to the shliach, and then there was a second person that happened to be traveling along with him, and the shliach, for example, said before nechtav, then the other person said before nechtav, then it's not considered good, because the ma'aseh takanas chacham was that the shliach has to say before nechtav, and as we learned before, that this is actually a kuvah, and either based on Rabbi's svara of l'fi she'ein b'kin l'shma, or based on Rabbi's svara of l'fi she'ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimai. However, Rabbi Yechon states, I will get yetzim mitachas edei shneim kosher. If 2 shluchim brought this get to Bezin and we want to give this to the woman, and one of them says before nechtav and the other one says before nechtav, then the get would be kosher. And Rashi states, "Metachzi deishneim sheshneim adukim boy," that both of them are actually holding on to it, ushneim shluchim, and both of them are shluchim. And mashmim Rashi that the only way that we consider that 2 people are coming to Bezin is only if they're actually holding on to it. However, Taisus points out that this is not necessarily the case. Mashmim perish bekunter sheshneim adukim boy lav dafka shein tzarch shiu mamish shneim adukim va'oichsim beget. You don't have to have both of them that are holding on to the get. And the main point of Rabbi Yechon is that both of them say that the husband made us both shluchim, and he told us both to make sure that this get is delivered. And one of them gave the get to the woman while the other one was standing there. And we continue on Daf Tzayin Rabbeis Al Makasava that we see Rabbi Yechon holds Shnayim Shaviu get from Medina Siyam. If 2 shluchim bring a get from Medina Siyam, ain't tzrichin shi'im b'fneinu nechtam b'fneinu nechtam. They don't have any chiyuv to actually say b'fneinu nechtam b'fneinu nechtam. And since they don't have chiyuv to say it at all, therefore, if one of them says b'fneinu nechtam and the other one says b'fneinu nechtam, that can't be worse than not saying it at all, and therefore it would be a valid get. And let's see the top Rashi in the Amid kosher v'afagav like klum kamri, and even if both shluchim don't say anything and no one says b'fneinu nechtam, and Rashi continued that Rabbi Yechon holds that the reason why a person has to say b'fneinu nechtam is because in edim mitzuyin l'kaimai, and really all you should have to say is b'fneinu nechtam, and the rabbanon only with goyza that you should say b'fneinu nechtam, as we explained before, shloi lichlefu b'kiyum shtaris da'alma, in order that you should not get confused with other kiyum shtaris, and you would think that a kiyum shtaris da'alma could work even with one aid that comes in mekayim de chasimus aidim. However, this didn't only apply as with as one shliach, but once there's 2 shluchim, and as the Gemara earlier stated, then that case Rava would say that you don't have to say b'fneinu nechtam, because you have the aidim that came to town, and therefore the mitzuyin l'kaimai, and therefore this get would be kosher. And Rashi is then bothered l'chira, if since when you have 2 shluchim that come to town, there's aidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, and therefore you don't have to say b'fneinu nechtam, l'chira, even in the first part of Rabbi Yechon where he says she'ein haget yetzim mitachas yidei shneim, and only one of them was the shliach, and the other one just came together with him from Medina Siyam, but l'chira, in that case, you also have 2 aidim that know that these are the signatures of the original aidim that signed the get, and l'chira, you shouldn't have to say b'fneinu nechtam, and Rashi says l'maisa like polag rabbanon bein boim chaburus anoshim, and the rabbanon would not mechalei between a person that's a shliach that comes together with a group of people l'bay yichidi to a shliach that comes by himself, as l'maisa, as long as the second person is not a shliach, so people don't realize that that person actually has knowledge about the chasimus ha'edim, and they may think that just like in this case where the people did not necessarily have knowledge about the chasimus ha'edim, we didn't require to say b'fneinu nechtam, therefore when one shliach also comes, they won't require to say b'fneinu nechtam. However, Zok Rashi, when there are 2 shluchim, then we say that surely they both know about the chasimus ha'edim, and therefore people will realize that that's why they don't have to Chesed for the Nechtam for the Nechtam. And even if it's true that they actually don't know about the Chesimus Eidim, however, that would not be a concern to us. It's not Shchiach for a person to send two Shluchim to deliver a get to his wife, and therefore Rabbanon were Machmer in a case with not Shchiach. And I in top Tesed Amid and Diba Maskal Alma Kesavah Shnaim Shaviyu Get in Shrichin, where Tesed points out, although Rashi says the Rabbi Yechon is going according to Shita of Rava, that the only reason why a person has to save for a Nechtam is because Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, and once there are two Shluchim, then you don't have to save it for a Nechtam, because there will be Eidim that Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, and Rabbi Yechon is not going Lefi the Shita of Rabba, because according to Rabba, since the reason why you have to save for a Nechtam is because people are not Bekiyim B'Lishma, so Lefi Rabba, it doesn't make a difference if it was one Shliach or if there are two Shluchim, they would still have to save it for a Nechtam, as we learned early in the Masechta. However, Taisa states, that Rabbi Yechon holds that filum mandam al fishem bekilishma ayri hacha, that even according to Rabbi, the whole that the reason you have to say for a nechtam is because in bekilishma, Rabbi Yechon still says it's din, and when there are two shluchim, they don't have to say for a nechtam as Rabbi Yechon is discussing the time frame when people were already bekim b'lishma, and as we learned early in the Masechta, it was la'acha shalomdu after people already knew that the din of lishma, even though there was still l'chsha shem yachsel davlo kukulai, however l'maisa, since they are actually two shluchim, and that's loy shliach, so the Rabbanu would not gozer in that case that two shluchim would have to save it for a nechtam only based on a svara of shem yachsel kukulai. The Gemara now continues. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said back to Rabbi Yechon el me'ato sefer d'ktani shnayim v'fnein nechtam ve'echrayim v'fnein nechtam pasul, that the sefer that states that if two people said that this get was written in front of us ve'echrayim v'fnein nechtam, and one says that it was signed in front of us, then that get is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda machshav, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Taimer de'ina get yoytzim tachas de shneim. So l'chayr, this part of Mishnah is also talking about a case where they weren't all shluchim, and it was only one shliach that came to Bezin. That's why the Rabbanan stated that since that shliach did not say both b'fani nechtam and b'fani nechtam, therefore it's pasul. However, of course, the same diak would apply haget yetzim etachas edishneim. However, if all three of the people that came to Bezin were all the shluchim of the husband to deliver this get, then certainly machshir Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say it's kosher, because once you have more than one shliach, then there's no din of saying b'fani nechtam at all, and therefore even though two said b'fani nechtam and only one said b'fani nechtam, l'maisa there's no kiyuv to say b'fani nechtam at all. Therefore, certainly the get is kasher. And Rashi learns this a bit different. And Rashi says that this last point is actually megala on the first point, that is actually pshat in the Mishnah. As Rashi says, the ishneim shluchin machshir rabbanon, as if all three of these people that are saying b'fani nechtam are all the shluchim of the husband, then certainly rabbanon would have to say it's kasher. The avagad v'mir didhu lag klubi dashneim shaviyu get in tzrich lema, as even though that mirror is not anything because they didn't say the full verse of b'fani nechtam, the ma'aseh, since more than one person is bringing a get, therefore there's no din for anyone to say b'fani nechtam. And some aren't goyis amalei Abaya, but they goyis amalei Rabasi. And amalei and Rabbi Yechon responded to Abaya or to Rabasi in ein chinami, that's actually pshat in the Mishnah. And therefore the Gemara says v'chi'in get yoytz mitachas yad shneim b'may pligi, if it's true that there's a machlekes when there actually is only one shliach, then l'chir, how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda would actually say it's kosher if l'chir is a chiyuv to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam? And as we explained before, that even if we hold like Rava that the reason to say b'fani nechtam is because ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, and that is only applicable really to b'fani nechtam, as we have to know that the chesimus eidim are proper and that they're valid. But even so, since Rabbanon were machsha and eid echa to be mekayim the chesimus eid and say b'fani nechtam, so people may think that this is also the case by regular shtaris to alma. But of course, that's not true, as the Rabbanon would just makel b'negei get because mishum aguna kulu b'Rabbanon, and therefore, in order to distinguish between the cases, so they required that the shliach has to say b'fani nechtav as well. Therefore, how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda was machshir? And the Gemara explains, ma'asava gazrina and dilma asalach lufa b'kim shtaris ta'amo be'ed echad, that in chinami, that's svar v'talakamo, and he holds that since the shliach only said b'fani nechtav, and he did not say b'fani nechtav, therefore, it's considered a pasul get, because l'maisa was scared that asalach lufa b'shtaris ta'amo, and people would think that you could be mekayim a regular shtar with an ed echad, as we explained. However, ma'asava le gazrina, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't make the gzira in this case, as Rashi explains, that since in this case, even though the two people that said b'fani nechtav are actually not shluchim, and they're just people that were coming together with the shliach from Medinas Yom, but the ma'aseh, since they actually stated b'fani nechtav, therefore people see that we already had two people saying b'fani nechtav, and the shliach said b'fani nechtav, therefore they see that this is different than kiyum shtaris, because in the case of kiyum shtaris, no one says b'fani nechtav. However, since over here you have two people that said b'fani nechtav, and therefore people will realize that the din din of gittin is different than shtaris da'amo, and it's loyas lachlufei, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that this get would be kosher. And the Gemara continues, lishna achrini amri la, that there's another version as to where Rabbi Yehuda stated, amr b'shmul bar Yehuda, amr Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda said the name Rabbi Yechon, afilu get yetz metachas yidat shnei, impossible. And in the case of the Mishnah of echraim b'fonei nechtam, echraim b'fonei nechtam, that is also talking about a case where both of the people that made these statements are actually the shluchim of the husband, and they both came to Bezdin to bring the get, and one of them says b'fonei nechtam, and one of them says b'fonei nechtam, and even so, the din is that the get is possible. And the Gemara explains, alma kasava, so we see Rabbi Yechon holds, shnaim shaviyu get mim din siyam, tzrichin shiyem b'fonei nechtam, they have two people that are shluchim come and bring a get mim din siyam, they both have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam, and since in this case, they didn't say k'tikin chachamim, therefore the get would be possible. And Taisus points out that certainly according to this Shita Rabbi Yechon, this Gemara is definitely going only fi Shita's Rabba, and the reason why a person has to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam is because l'fi she'en b'kim b'lishma, and that's why even if you have two shluchim, they still have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. And the Gemara continues, Omalei Abaye, the Abaye said back Rabbi Yechon, or some agarius, Omalei Rab Asi, El me'ata, sefer d'toni, shnayim arim b'fonei nechtam, b'echadim b'fonei nechtam, pasol, Rabbi Yehuda Machsha, the Lachari in the Sefer, where we learned that if two people say b'fonei nechtam, and one says b'fonei nechtam, and the Tanakhama says that the get is pasol, Rabbi Yehuda says the get is kosher, and surely this case is talking about a filu get yetzim, metachas de shteim, pasol Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would pasol, even though all three of the people that said b'fonei nechtam and b'fonei nechtam are all shluchim of the husband. Even so, since only two of them said b'fonei nechtam and the other one said b'fonei nechtam, that's not valid, as all of them have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. And Amalei in, and Rabbi Yechon responded, that's correct. And the Gemara asked, but my kamifli, so what is machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda? As Lachari, how could Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher if Lachari were going like Shitas Rabba? And the reason why you have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam is because l'fisha'enim b'kiyim l'shma, and Lachari, even if you have three kushluchim, and they should all have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. And the Gemara therefore explains that in a chenami, that this is actually the machlekes, as Ma'as Sovet, Rabbanon hold l'fisha'enim b'kiyim l'shma, that the reason to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam is like Rabba, as b'ein b'kiyim l'shma, and that's why even if you have three shluchim, they all have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. Ma'as Sovet, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason why you have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam is like Rava, l'fisha'enim b'kiyim l'shma l'kaimai, and therefore once you have more than one shliach, then no one has to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam at all. And therefore, certainly, if two of the shluchim said b'fonei nechtam and one of them said b'fonei nechtam, then certainly the get would be valid. The Gemara continues that l'chayr, according to this, it comes out that Rab and Rava were chaylik in the same achlekes of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, and l'chayr, they should have said that Rabba holds like the Tanakhama and Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Gemara asks, Lame do Rabba Rava Tanayi, and the Gemara says, Loi, that's not necessarily true, as Rava Matarits Kalishnakama, that Rava will say that I actually hold like Kalishnakama, and everyone agrees to me that the reason why a person has to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam is because Einei d'Metzuyin L'Kaimai, the machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is, as we stated before, the Ma'as Sovet Gazrin Dilma Asel Achluf Bekim Shtaris Da'am Be'ed Echad, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Loi Gazrinon. And the Gemara continues, V'Rabba Amalacha, and Rabba will respond to Kuli Alma Be'in L'Shma, that I really hold like the Lishtam Basra, and really even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the reason why you have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam is because L'Fisha'en Be'kiyum L'Shma, and therefore the question is that why would Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher if L'Chari, even if you have three shluchim, they should still have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. Well, Rabbi explains, V'hachem Ma'iskinon, and the case over here is La'achash Lamdai, that Rabbi Yechon was teaching us this din, if the people already were b'kiyum B'lishma, and therefore there's really no requirement to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam, and the only reason why Rabbanan said that you still have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam is because they were geizah, Shema Yachzah Adavla Kukulai, and Rabbi continues, V'gzeira, Shema Yachzah Adavla Kukulai Kamifli, and the machlek is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, if in the case where there's more than one shliach, would we still be geizah, Shema Yachzah Adavla Kukulai, even though it's le shliach? As the Ma'as Sovet Gazrina and the Tanakama holds that we're still going to be geizah, and we require two or more shluchim to still say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam, Ma'as Sovet Gazrina, and Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't make g'zeira because it's le shliach, and therefore, once you have more than one shliach, then they don't have to say b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam, and therefore the get is kosher. The Gemara continues that l'maisa na mishnah we brought a case of echraim b'fonei nechtam, be'echraim b'fonei nechtam, and the din was pasul, and it doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda machsher. And the only time that we said Rabbi Yehuda machsher is on the next case with shnayim b'fonei nechtam, be'echraim b'fonei nechtam, that pasul and Rabbi Yehuda machsher. And therefore, according to the second version of the Gemara asks, "V'lo nami Rabbi Yehuda b'reisha?" That since the mishnah is even talking about a case where the two shluchim that came and one said b'fonei nechtam and one said b'fonei nechtam, then l'fi Rabbi Yehuda the get should be kosher, as l'maisa you don't have to worry about kiyum shtaris because the eden are mitzuyin l'kaimai, and number two you don't have to worry about l'shma since we're talking about a time period of la'achash lamdu after people were b'kiyum b'lishma, and since there are two shluchim which is not shchiach, therefore we're not be goizov shem yachse adavik kulkuloi. And therefore, even in the ratio, the din should be that even though one said before a nechtav and one said before a nechtav, it should be valid because really they don't have to say before a nechtav at all. And the Gemara responds, ha'itma halor that in a chenami we actually have a limud that amulu ulu stated cholakar Rabbi Yehuda af birshena Rabbi Yehuda's choluk even in the prior case of the Mishnah of echad ime before a nechtav and echad ime before a nechtav. And the Gemara continues, masar Rabbi Ishi ulu. So Rabbi Ishi asked the following question to ulu. Rabbi Yehuda machshe bezuv loy b'acheres. We have a brayse that states Rabbi Yehuda was machshe in this case and not another case. My lav l'chayyur. What are we talking about? L'mu'ute echad ime before a nechtav echad ime before a nechtav. That must be telling us that Rabbi Yehuda was only machshe b'shnayim ime before a nechtav echad ime before a nechtav. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda said that's kasha. However, in the case of the Mishnah of echad ime before a nechtav echad ime before a nechtav, he would agree to the Tana Kama that's possible. The Gemara answers that that's not a raya as loy l'mu'ute before a nechtav av loy before a nechtav. When the brayse said Rabbi Yehuda machshe b'zeh meant to say Rabbi Yehuda was machshe in the two cases of Mishnah we were talking about multiple shluchim, and in the case of echad ime before a nechtav echad ime before a nechtav, and in the case with shnayim ime before a nechtav echad ime before a nechtav, and in both those cases Rabbi Yehuda argues the Tana Kama and he says that it's kasha. And when the brayse states v'loy b'acheres, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on a different case. That's talking about the case where there was one shliach and the shliach only said before a nechtav and he didn't say before a nechtav. And l'chayre, why would that be a chiddush? As of course, how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda would say that's kasha if that kodesh chacham was you have to say before a nechtav before a nechtav? And the Gemara explains because sachar et chamina you may have a having to say hoyv le'gaz Rabbi Yehuda gzeir shem yachse davil kukuloi. And since we see Rabbi Yehuda is not goyz as much as the chachamim and they weren't goyz shem yachse davil kukuloi, maybe dilma asal l'chlufa b'kim shtaris da'alma beid echad nami le'gaza. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't hold of the gzeir that maybe someone will come and think that kiyushim shtaris da'alma can be done beid echad. Therefore, even if there was one shliach and he only said before a nechtam, but he didn't say before a nechtav, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say that that is kosher. So kamashmul, and that's why the Brisa teaches us that in the case where there's only one shliach and he says before a nechtav, but he doesn't say before a nechtav, that Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tana Kama that certainly that get would be possible. And the Gemara continues and brings a raya that the second version of what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yechon is correct based on the following memra of an amira. As it manami will also learn, Rabbi Yehuda imra, Rabbi Yehuda the amira stated shnayim shaviu get midin siyam. If two shluchim came and brought a get midin siyam, banal machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. There's machlekes in that case between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, and therefore we clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda also held that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon are even where the two people that came midin siyam were actually shluchim that were bringing the get, and even in that case Rabbi Yehuda would still say that's kosher and Rabbanon would still say that's pasul. And this is of course exactly like the lishna achrina that stated that Amar Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bechlan afilu get yaitzim etachas edeshteim that it's pasul according to the Tanakh. And of course, Lafi Rabbi Yehuda, it will be kosher, and we will stop over here.